Hey everybody, this is Mr. Pole Jangles. I am playing hooky just because I just got my teeth cleaned, and so there wasn't enough time in the day to go back to work. So I'm going to throw a quick round at Prairie Center Disc Golf Course. I again tried to get Blu-ray to come, and I tried to get Treesbane to come, and neither one of them could make it. So I'm here solo. Treesbane and I already did a podcast back in March, but it seems like it's been about almost 10 months since we were out here last. So I thought I probably won't do actual hole-by-hole description since we've already done that, but I just thought I might as well put some of my thoughts and ideas out there, if nothing else, for my own amusement. So right now I'm up to hole number one, and it looks like it's in the 273 position, slightly uphill. I'm going to throw my trespass. It seems like that's been working kind of lately. So here we go. We're at Prairie Center Disc Golf Course in Olathe, Kansas. So for what it's worth, one, I didn't bring any beer, so you won't get to listen to Mr. Pole Jangles get intoxicated on the disc golf course. This isn't really a beer drinking course, any rate, because I've seen plenty of police out here and they don't look like they would laugh at the idea of having beers out of here. But second, I did drive by Lakeside Hills just to kind of see what the status was of that. It looks like they're putting in a housing development and you can't even pull into the park in the usual way that we do. So it looks like, pour some out for Lakeside Hills because it looks like it's closed. For what it's worth, I did par number one. I'm up to hole number two. Hole number two is in the island position, so basically the island's in kind of a turnaround spot for cars. So I'm not really the biggest fan of this idea because I always kind of worry that I'm not going to see that there's a car coming around and I'm going to hit it. But today it's a lovely afternoon in early October. It's October 2nd, and there isn't anybody really else at the park. It's a little unseasonably warm, so I wish it was just a little bit cooler. But that's okay. I'm playing hooky and I'm playing disc golf, so that's good. All right, here's hole number two. As if on cue, after I said my little spiel about not liking island shots like that, a guy came and parked right behind it and just sat there for 5 minutes. And so I finally just walked up and asked him to move, and he just was sitting there eating lunch. I thought he was trying to move the chains. I thought he was like somebody from the disc golf community that was waiting, but alas, it wasn't. He was just a guy on his lunch break or something going on. Him and his wife were just sitting there, and it's actually painted as a fire lane. So there is literally fucking 400 places to park out here, and he parked behind the hole, which was an illegal place to park. So at any rate, I rethrew the hole. I landed in the OB, but I'm not going to count it as out of bounds. I'm just not like that because there's nobody here and this isn't a tournament. So I'm going to count it as getting a birdie. So take that. All right, I'm up to hole number three. Looks like it's in about the 252 foot. This is throwing towards the street. Obviously, you don't want to hit the street. So, slightly downhill, pretty much straight away. If you have a straight shot, I'm going to throw the buzz and see if I can keep it straight. So, here we go. Hey, so I got a couple things I was thinking about. I'm up to hole six. I'm playing even. I have one bogey and one birdie so far. But I was just thinking, you know, I really like it whenever they put things in the short pin positions. Not a long guy. I don't relish big throws. So thank you, Prairie Center, for keeping things reasonable. Let's see, what else? Oh, I hate Tuesdays, but playing disc golf after getting your teeth cleaned is a lot better than being at work. I can tell you that right now. Hole number six plays over a creek. I'm going to try and throw it from the long position. I'm basically just going to play wherever the maps are. It looks like it's in the 338 feet. So it's got a little bit of distance. It's got a tree right in your way. So it actually prevents you from seeing the basket. But if you lean just a little to the left or a little to the right, you can see it. Hopefully my disc will not find that tree. And I'm not quite sure what I'm going to throw. Maybe I'll throw I'm having a little bit of luck with this destroyer. As long as it doesn't hit a tree, it seems like it does pretty good. So I'm going to go ahead and throw the destroyer here. I'll let you know how things turn out. All right, so I got through the what I would like to say is the easier part of Prairie Center. I'm done with holes 1 through 8, and now I've crossed the street. I'm going to hole 9, where there is kind of an orchard type thing going on. This hole is not especially hard, but there's just a different vibe once you get done with the first 8 holes. So that's pretty much all I had to say. It's very nice out. I'm getting a little hot. Should have brought some water, but I didn't. It's very humid for October as well. So anyway, hole number 9 looks like it is playing straight away, but you have to play over the top of a bunch of saplings, as it were, which will be very, very hard in 20 years. I don't know how they're going to do that. But at any rate, I'll probably try to play some sort of driver over the top with some sort of hyzer. So wish me luck. Here we go. All right, so I finished the front 9, and I am at even par still. So that's good. I did want to mention that there's a fairly nice bike trail that kind of winds through this park, which is good. I just took my kids over the weekend, which was why I didn't play disc golf. We went and biked part of the Katy Trail, which is in Missouri. It was pretty awesome. If you guys get a chance, I highly advise going to a little town called Roachport. It runs along the old railroad bed, and yeah, so it's really cool. It's very flat, so my 7-year-old, my 11-year-old had an easy time biking. We also went to St. Louis, which I don't know if you really care, but we went to the City Museum, and if you've ever been there, it is cool as all get out. So if you're in Missouri and you're playing disc and you have kids, I highly advise going to the City Museum at some point. So there you go. Those are my... I'm sponsored by the City Museum and the Katy Trail, although I don't get any funding for that. So I'm up to hole number 10. This is the first time I've ever played in this pin position. It's the furthest to, I guess, the south. It's probably the easiest one, so I thank you, Prairie Center, for that. Hopefully I can get a birdie or a par at least. So here we go. All right. So I did something I've never done before. I stuck the putt for my birdie shot right on top of the basket, which, as I understand it, is not a birdie. That is par. So landed just flat right on top of it. I was hoping it would drop in, but it didn't. It just stayed right on top. And I was grateful, though, that it didn't skip off and go caterwauling down the hill or anything like that, or into the street or whatever. So, you know, that was okay. So, yeah, got a par on hole number 10, even though I sat on the basket and I didn't get to throw my last shot. So there you go. I'm sure some of you guys that are out there who are listening probably have done the same thing. But first time for me, so up to hole number 11 I go. It is a little bit of a walk. I'm sure we said that in our last podcast. Yeah, you just got to stay behind the baseball fields and just kind of follow the outfield until you get to the tee pad. So let you know if I think of anything else. Here we go. So the wind has picked up, which has made going after birdies a little more difficult. This part of the course doesn't really lend itself to getting birdies for me. Anyway, the holes are fairly long. It looks like this one's going to be 447, for instance, and there is a whole grove of trees. I'm on hole number 12. I did par hole number 11, so that was good. But I couldn't throw it very high in the air because the wind's kind of blowing pretty gustily. So, well, maybe not gustily. Steady, I guess. So I'm going to go ahead and throw my T-Devil on this hole, hoping that I can get some good length on it and then have it curve hyzer back to the left. So here we go. All right, so on holes number 12 and 13, I got back-to-back bogeys, which sounds bad, but it's probably the best I've ever played those two holes. They're holes that I could easily double and triple bogey. I didn't really have a shot at either one to get par, but yeah, that's just the player I am right now. They're fairly long. Hole number 13, which I just finished, is par 4. You can't see the basket from the tee pad, so you're not quite sure where to go. It's a pretty tight window to try to get through there. So I laid up, and then I had a bad second shot, which put me almost in the creek, but was able to knock down the putt for a 5 on a par 4. So I'm not going to cry about it. There's a little bit of a long walk from hole 13 to 14. You have to go over a slight hill. If you can kind of tell, I'm a little out of breath. That's just because I'm pathetic. That's okay. And then the next hole will be the one that involves the pond, the water featured hole. So here we go. I'll let you know how I do on these holes. Looks like hole number 14 is at the top of the hill. If I was a smart guy, I'd try to learn how to flick on this hole, but never been accused of being too smart. So here we go. All right, so I've done another bogey, which I'm still fine with that. I'm just a fine guy today. 3 bogeys in a row, but really, that's probably the 3 best I've done. I haven't ever recorded on the UDisc app for this particular disc golf course. We have not played it, like I said earlier, in over 6 months, and that predates when I first started using the UDisc app, so I don't really know what my exact scores were before, but I will after today because I'm saving it. Right now, I'm a little happy because I'm up to the water featured hole, and I get to throw over the short part portion of the water feature instead of the long portion. It's the longest hole, so they switched it up on me a little bit. On the first few holes, it was on the shortest position, now it's on the longest position. So this one's 452. You gotta play across water and across the bike trail, which is a little bit scary because you just don't know if there's not gonna be somebody whizzing out behind the bike trail and then unfortunately come into contact with your disc. We don't want them to hurt the disc. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, yeah, so here I go. Wish me luck that I can get it over the water. It's not really a whole lot of water. It's probably only 50, 60 feet of it. I'm going to throw the T-Devil to try to make it hyzer naturally to the left and see if I can't get this up and down for par. Here we go. All right, so I had one of those moments where I completely thought I missed or lost a disc. I threw it off the tee pad and it hit a cedar tree and I never saw it fall. So I naturally assumed that it was in the cedar tree. So I spent the next 10 minutes looking through the cedar tree and looking around that area and didn't find it. But so after I had kind of given up hope, I walked a little further and I was like 30, 50 feet, something like that, further along. So it must have like careened off a branch and kept going. So I actually ended up having a birdie look when I thought I was going to have to take a stroke and re-throw the hole. So anyway, I ended up parring it. So all's well that ends well. Sometimes it just goes to show you don't really know all your strength. I'm up to hole number 16. Hole 16 is in the 240-foot position. By the way, the hole number 15 was not the longest position. It was the second longest. So I apologize for my inaccuracy. This hole number 16's subtle. Looks like you could have an ace run at it, but it's a very small window. You got trees on your right and a hill on your left. If you could just put a laser on it, you could potentially get an ace. You could potentially get a birdie. I could potentially double bogey this. So I'll let you know how I do. All right, put me in, coach. I can play center field. So yeah, I didn't get that ace run or that birdie, but I didn't get that double bogey either, unless you're playing right field of the baseball field as being out of bounds, which probably is. Yeah, I hit the outside of the fence, but it was so windy, it bounced back up and blew it right into the outfield. So I went ahead and played it from it. I don't care. I have no pride. I don't believe in OBs whenever you're by yourself, even though you're telling the entire world that you don't believe in out of bounds. Whatever. Sue me. Yeah, so I got a par. Par out of that. That's not too bad. There's a long walk between holes 16 and 17. Seems to be kind of the rule of the day at Prairie Center. But if you're trying to get steps, it's a good thing. So yeah, I like steps. I need steps. Yeah, that's all I got. Here we go. All right, so I'm really happy with how that turned out. I ended up getting a par on 17 and a par on 18. I had some birdie looks at both of them. It was a little windy for hole number 17. It was a little lengthy for hole number 18. But I was happy. I got a 3 over by my calculation, which I haven't played it in about 9 months, so that's pretty good. I got to say, since my last podcast was at Cliff Drive, I got to say that my estimation of that course is kind of going down. I feel like they're just jacking with it too much for the tournaments and those kinds of things. Prairie Center, however, is going up. I really enjoyed it. It was obviously not crowded because it was a Tuesday afternoon, but it was really enjoyable. I like the pin positions that they had today. There were some new ones I hadn't played before, so that was cool. There were some people that were coming on to play as I was getting off. There was a family of four and then a couple of solo guys that were like me. So I really enjoyed it. Have to get Treesbane back out here and we'll do another podcast, because I think that our original podcast there was like our third podcast ever, so we were still trying to work out the kinks. Not that we're still not working out the kinks, but we are. Just a non-disc thought. Right now I'm listening to Children of Dune by Frank Herbert, and I gotta say, that guy had to be doing a lot of shrooms, or I don't know. He was on something when he wrote this, because it just goes on and on and on and on and on. I don't really know why I keep listening to it, because it's not really all that exciting. I really kind of wish the Harkonnens would come back and just kill the Atreides, or whatever how you pronounce this stuff. So far he's teased us that maybe Paul Atreides is not exactly dead, but I don't know. These people go into these trances with a stupid spice. Spice apparently is just the most important thing ever, but he never really describes how. Somehow it bends time so you can travel through space, but it also gets you wicked stone so you can see the future. Great. Great, Frank. It also is like a building block, apparently. Stuff's built out of it. Clothes are made out of it. You eat it and all your food on Dune. It's freaking just kind of stupid. It makes me think that maybe I could be an author, because people buy some of this shit that just kind of sucks. Anyway, that's my my rant on Dune. I felt like I owed the world to actually read the first book, and the first book's pretty good. And then I might have read the second one, and it was okay. And so now I'm up to the Children of Dune, and I just think it's pretty lame. So I'm probably going to be done with Dune for the rest of my life. And I just feel like, I think I'm 2 discs away from being done with this thing. So, obviously it has nothing to do with disc golf. They don't mention disc golf once in Dune. But yeah, weird. Anyway, if you like Dune and you hate me, let me know. Keep hitting subscribe, listen to Slappin' Discs as well. I think that's obviously our better one, because we have both Treesbane and I usually on there. And we have a little bit more chit chat. This way I'm just kind of rambling. I'm not even drunk, so anyway, that might change in the next, in about 30 minutes. I might have a beer. So looking forward to that. Anyway, peace out, guys. Hope you're doing well. Keep banging those chains. Take care. Bye.
Oh, thank you.